Hello and welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink podcast. I am Elvis, your host, and I'm here to let you know that this is a not safe for work podcast. We are teachers at the end of the week and honestly at the end of the semester, and we're having a few drinks and relaxing. What we say might not be safe for work. We use pseudonyms to keep ourselves anonymous because we love our jobs. Teacher Needs a Drink podcast is released every Wednesday and is sponsored by Ludlam Dramatics Educational Theater Posters. If you need theater posters for your classroom, go to LudlamDramatics.com. That's LudlamDramatics.com. If you use the code TNAD15, that's Teacher Needs a Drink 15, you know, shortened TNAD15 at checkout, you get 15% off your order. If you have a story you'd like to share with us, you can go to TeacherNeedsADrinkPodcast.com and leave it in the contact page. You can also tag us on Instagram or Facebook and we'll find you. Please, if you can, follow and leave a review, 5-star review, wink. And honestly, if you really do like what you hear, find one person and just tell them something about what you've heard. Spreading the word just one person at a time gets people interested and helps us keep going. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for coming to us. I know this is a stressful time of year. It is for us this last week of school before the break, but we've survived. You're going to survive. Relax, listen to the podcast, raise a glass, and we'll see you soon. Welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink podcast. I am Elvis, your host, and today I have with me Miss Sparkles. Say hello, Miss Sparkles.
Hello, Miss Sparkles.
And next to me, I have Mr. Yoda. How are you doing today?
Doing great.
And across from me, I have Bunny O'Hare in a different order. And so she's freaking out.
I don't know what to do.
I know. He introduced us differently, and now we're all having an existential crisis.
Oh, no. Well, today, Miss Sparkles, will you share your story with us?
Yeah. So this comes from Fox 4 News in Dallas. Dallas students among the first in the state to try a new African-American studies course. A class offered to Dallas ISD students may help promote diversity and inclusion. The goal is to have the new African American Studies course offered throughout the state. For now, it's being offered as an elective at Townview Magnet Center. The Texas State Board of Education is expected to approve the implementation of the class in local schools sometime in 2020. In the past, there were concerns brought up about classes like this one being divisive and fueling racial tension, but the creators of the current curriculum assured that's no longer a problem. The new course looks at African and African American contributions to society as a whole by way of math, science, and other key moments that have had an impact on the country.
I think that's really cool.
I do too. I want to teach that class.
I want to take that class.
Yeah, I want to teach. I want to take it, and then I want to teach it.
It's odd when they talk about, well, before they were worried this bad things might happen if they learn, if they know what happened.
There's this idea that if you teach the history of specific groups, that is divisive and terrible. But as a person of color, all of my history growing up was white European history, except for like George Washington Carver and Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King. And like that is pretty much it. And so I think it's really important for kids to get this other perspective, to kind of get an understanding of the full history of our country and everybody who's contributed and all of the issues that everybody might face. I think it just makes you a more open and inclusive human being.
Kids need that when it comes to history. They need to be able to see both sides, both perspectives. You're right, it's very one-sided right now. So being able to bring that course into Texas, which is especially diverse, is a great thing.
Well, and don't you guys like not even have enough time to touch on like what's in your state mandated curriculum?
No, it's insane how much there is. And they've tried to condense it this last year. But it's still a lot that it gets rushed and some things that you go, wow, this is important. How did this get left out? And this is not so important. Why are we actually talking about this? It's kind of a hodgepodge sometimes.
And it's helpful to the history teachers because then it's like, okay, here's this class I can teach where I can maybe take more time with certain aspects of history and society instead of trying to jam it all in as quickly as possible.
Like, hey, here's the civil rights movement. We've got 3 days.
Yeah. Right. And like, how do you condense the whole civil rights movement into 3 days?
So we're going to watch this documentary. That's really great. And then I'll
Ken
give
Burns.
You a quiz afterwards.
Thanks, Ken Burns.
Being
not just a Title I teacher, but doing the specials in a Title I teacher, I didn't really get a lot of gifts. Then my son started going to school, and I was required to get, I got a list from every teacher of their 10 favorite sodas, their 10 favorite snacks, their preferred brand of gift cards, where we could bring, what their favorite Starbucks is.
No, wow, no. That's a lot.
It was a full page. And then I was pissed off. I was like, well, fuck them. I never got anything. I like, if a teacher's doing well, I'll give them a card, but I'm not going to. I don't know. I was a little bitter about it. And then I started teaching at private schools, and they'd ask me to fill out these things. And I'm like, no way. I was like, I like this. And all of a sudden I'd get like 3 gift cards from it. And different communities give way different gifts. And I was kind of like, you know, I don't really want to fill this out. I feel kind of like, yeah, no.
I don't get as many like kind of gifts anymore now that I teach high school. Some kids will bring me like one, like last year, this kid was great. She brought me a $10 Starbucks gift card, and I don't go to Starbucks that often. So that $10 lasted a little bit, and then a bag of Dove chocolates.
Hey,
and that was great and probably not very expensive, but like just perfect. But when I taught middle school, I got like a lot more little things. And I still have a lot of them. A couple of my kids gave me Christmas ornaments when I first started teaching. So those are currently on my tree. Mm-hmm. And I have like on one of them, I wrote like what student gave it to me in what mm-hmm. year. And mm-hmm. then one, I put it in the box, like from student X in this year and stuff like that. So those are like little sweet mementos of those kids.
I become the king of Starbucks around that time because I get lots and lots of Starbucks cards. And I like coffee, but coffee black. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, I don't do a lot of the frou-frou stuff. But I'm just like, I'll have like $200 in Starbucks. Like, hey, you want to go? Someone come. And I am grateful the parents pay for it. I don't want to sound like I'm like, oh, screw them for doing that. I'm just like, oh, we don't really need this. I mean, it's sweet. I'm glad people think of us.
Mm-hmm. I love getting, my favorite thing to get from kids, though, is like notes.
There's a broad spectrum of socioeconomic levels in the school that I teach in. And sometimes, you know, parent friends will ask me, you know, what are gifts that teachers want or don't want or whatever. It doesn't have to be an expensive thing to be meaningful.
Like, please don't get me any more coffee mugs.
Like you said, just a handwritten note, a mm-hmm. kid saying, hey, you know, I really like being in your class. Thank you, you know, for everything. Or a parent saying, hey, we see how hard you're working. You know, we hope you enjoy your break. Or just that I see you and I see how hard you're working and thank you. That's, for those of us that have words of affirmation as our love language, that is a very meaningful thing, and it doesn't cost a dime. Like, one of the sweetest birthday things I ever got from a group of students was some kids that had snuck in and decorated my classroom.
Aww.
Before I got there that day. They'd shown up early, and they had gotten permission from one of the APs ahead of time, and she let them in, and it was all homemade, you know, paper chains and, you know, a construction paper banner and things like that. But it was sweet, and they had thought about it. And
right.
It didn't cost any money. It doesn't have to be expensive, but just showing a teacher that you appreciate them goes a long way.
I've gotten over the years, so I've got like pictures of my kids, and I've got lots of notes and cards from them with like sweet notes. One of my kids in Spanish, they had a Spanish assignment and they had to make a greeting card for somebody. And so I've got that Spanish, it says a Spanish greeting card that says "Tú eres dulce" on my wall. I've got graduation cards, like when the kids graduate and they bring, their parents make them buy 3,000 with their senior picture on it announcing their graduation. I've got a bunch of those on the wall and stuff like that. And sometimes when you're having a hard day, like these are the best things. It's nice to go sit in your chair in a quiet moment and like look at all of those things and remember why you really do this job. Because sometimes it's hard. Those notes mean a lot. Like,
oh yeah.
I've had some of those notes straight up for a decade.
My teacher bestie at my school this year, there was a pipe broke in her office, like no. In the ceiling above her office, and it spilled down into her binder that she had all of her notes from students in, and the ones that were written in marker all got washed out, and she understandably like cried because she lost so many notes because of this pipe breaking, and I felt for her because that's the stuff that you can't get back.
Right.
You know?
I keep all of mine at home.
That's like in a probably
very,
smart.
Very safe place
right.
in the closet because I collect kids' artwork. Aww. That's what I get from my kids. I keep a wall of art all year by my desk, and at the end of the year, pack it up, add it to the stack from the year before, and then start over with the new set of kids getting.
That's really cool. I like that.
That's a really great idea.
It's like Mr. Yoda's refrigerator. You know, in elementary school, when you make the picture and you take it home and you put it on the fridge, and like Mr. Yoda's fridge in his classroom is covered in artwork.
Once the kids realize it's there, I start getting lots of it. At the beginning, it's like usually like a joke. Some kid gives me something kind of not so great, and they're like, "Hey, you want to put this up on the wall?" Yeah, sure. Like, why'd you do that? Because you drew it for me. Oh. So somebody draws a nicer picture and goes, "Hey, would you put this up on the wall?" And then suddenly everybody's like, "Oh, cool wall!" It's an awesome sound effect. That's just me sticking something on the wall with stickiness.
Stickiness. Yeah, I had a parent give me a gift card last year to Roadhouse, and I was like, "Blessings be upon you, parents! Like, this is great."
I was gifted a Hooters gift card because the mom worked there.
And so she Wow. Okay. That's something you
That would be kind of, I feel like that'd be awkward, like going in for some wings and you see like little Timmy's mom. Like,
I'm here to have some beers. Hello, here's my $25 gift card.
Hello, Mrs. Smith. May I please have
a beer and some wings? Thanks.
Can I give you a tip?
Oh, no.
Just the tip.
Dear listeners.
No.
Dear listeners. No.
No, dear listeners. Do you get festive in your classroom? Do you decorate for anything, or do you start wearing ugly Christmas sweaters?
Halloween, I do.
I do for Christmas. I have a slate of holiday shirts that I wear that are all increasingly ridiculous as we get closer to the holiday. So, like, I have an ugly Christmas sweater T-shirt of that's like Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. And then I have a Broadway ugly Christmas sweater T-shirt because sometimes it's warm here in December and sometimes it's not. Mm-hmm. And then I have... a Darth Vader long-sleeved ugly Christmas sweater shirt that says, "I find your lack of cheer disturbing."
Nice. Mm-hmm.
And I love that one. And then I used to have an ugly Christmas sweater with a shark entangled in Christmas lights on it, and I don't know what happened to it.
Oh,
I'm really sad. And then I have an ugly Christmas sweater with unicorns that says, "Have a Merry Christmas." And then I saw one at Target today with a dinosaur, but they didn't have my size.
Aww.
They only had a small. So I'm probably going to be ordering a dinosaur ugly Christmas sweater online so that I have yet another ugly Christmas themed thing. Also, I love Christmas pajamas. Yes. And although I don't wear those to work, I do love my Christmas jammies.
I have a Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer zip front onesie pajama thing that I definitely wore for the staff Christmas photo one year because our campus admin said to dress festive, and
that's festive.
They were thinking, you know, red and green and ugly Christmas sweaters and maybe an elf hat, and I showed up in full Rudolph
as a Rudolph.
I mean, if anyone's going to be that extra,
it's going to be you.
It's going to be me.
I really wish they would do, like, because we have pajama day at school sometimes. Mm-hmm. So if they would just have Christmas pajama day, I could wear my flannel jammies to work and everybody could see my ugly Christmas sweater pajamas.
I've got two. I think I've got a Star Trek one that I wear sometimes, and that's about it.
But yeah,
I forgot. I also have one from Bucky's too.
Nice.
Yeah, I really love ugly Christmas sweaters.
I've got a T-shirt that's the ugly Christmas sweater style, but it says "Merry Christmas, you filthy animals."
Yes,
nice.
And it always makes my day when a child actually reads it and understands the reference, and we have that head nod of understanding. Nice. Yes.
Do you guys do like Secret Santa at your school?
Yes, I don't participate.
Why?
It's too.
One more thing on the to-do list.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. And also, I know ours is trying to be charitable, but it's kind of like forced charity where it's like buy your Secret Santa present for 4 days. And then on the fifth day, you all bring in a toy that's going to get donated. And like, I think that is commendable. I do. But I don't want to have to go out and like pick out a toy that I would have liked when I was five. And all of that. I don't know. That just feels like a lot of extra work.
64 box of crayons.
And that would have been me. Like, yeah. I would have just wanted a Disney Princess coloring book and a box of crayons.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, whichever kid gets me.
If I had been the recipient of a 64 count box of Crayolas that would have made my day.
With the sharpener in the back?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that was the good stuff.
Do you know they make a crayon sharpener now that's like a pencil sharpener?
Why? Yep. I've You've seen got this. A hole in the box.
No, they took the hole out.
Yeah.
They took the hole out of the box?
Shot. Yeah, there's no sharpener in the box anymore.
That was step two. Hole in the box.
Dear listeners.
Now, I love the Secret Santa thing, and I enjoy sometimes getting somebody that I know, but I enjoy getting somebody that I don't know as well, because then you can find out things that you didn't know about somebody, mm-hmm. and sometimes that is useful information. And also, it feels like less pressure, because if I get my teacher bestie, then I feel like I have to get something really good. But if it's somebody I don't know and I am a little bit off the mark, they're like, oh, well, that's just because they don't know me, so... Man, it feels like less pressure.
One year I did it when I was still teaching middle school, and my friend's mom was a sub at our school, and she participated because she would sub at our school like every day. She loved subbing with us. And she was my Secret Santa, and y'all, she spoiled me. She got me a gift card, like a $25 or $30 gift card to my favorite restaurant, and she hand knitted me a scarf.
What?
Wow.
Yes.
That's dedication. That's
awesome. I know. And so when it was finally revealed it was her, I was like, this is the nicest gift I've ever been given. And like, she was like, oh, I just made that at home one night when I was watching TV. And I was like, well, it's fantastic. Thank you. Like, it was just so sweet. She was such a sweet old lady. I love her.
One year I had a teacher that knew that I'm a giant Harry Potter nerd, drew me and was my gift giver. And so I got Harry Potter swag all week, and it was amazing.
That sounds like a great week.
I was like, really, on the little form that you fill out, I was like, really, anything Harry Potter is going to be a home run. And she ran with it, and it was great. No complaints.
I like doing Secret Santa from the giving aspect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I love playing games with whoever is my person. You know, sending them on scavenger hunts, leaving random clues so they think, wow, I'm getting something special. And then it's not today, but then it's really awesome tomorrow. It's just cat and mouse. It's exciting. I love being the Secret Santa. I heard that.
Rosie is over here whispering, he's a psycho.
They enjoy it.
Do they?
It breaks up the monotony of their tiny maze.
Yes. Lord knows.
It's not like, oh,
because,
look, another envelope in my box.
Because when I think of teaching in December, I think monotony.
Look, I just want everyone to understand what we go through during the month of December. It is complete. It is almost complete anarchy. You've got... two-thirds of your kids are getting sickness of some kind, and so they're constantly needing to go to the nurse, and they're not faking it, y'all. Like, they've got the flu, or they've got a cold, or they whatever, and you've run through 12 boxes of tissues in one day, so you have to stock up at Sam's or Costco on the tissues, because there's just, the school can't keep up with buying you enough tissues. They can't do it. It's not possible, so you have to go buy your own. And then the kids are starting to get squirrely, and the closer you get to a break, time starts to slow down exponentially.
Yes.
So by the time we're at December 20th, you're basically living your life in slow motion.
And the kids have it a little bit worse, because I've been to the schools where they also, we've watched a movie in every single class today, because it's the week of Christmas. So we're just going to go batshit now.
Yeah, they just go nuts. Like, you have to give them some sort of assignment, at least for... at least Monday through Wednesday of the week before you get out,
don't
because
just
otherwise
worksheet packet on them. Please,
no, like
God.
Make it something worthwhile, because then they go crazy. But it's hard because you don't want to have to grade it either.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's what the trash basket's for.
The vertical file. The vertical file.
The vertical file. I think I'm probably going to end up doing. I've been doing this thing this year where every once in a while I have them do like a STEM activity. Because it ties into what I teach. And so I think that week before break, I'm just going to be like, how many STEM activities can we do in this week? Like, probably two a day because of how long my classes are. That way they're at least doing something constructive and educational that I don't have to grade.
I try to
or read. I'll grade it
as possible with them during that period.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, it's not just for them. If I'm sitting on my ass in my chair, or if I'm not doing an active lesson, I'll start to get bored, and then I really won't want to put effort into anything, and I'll just start like a downhill slide. Or it's like, okay, yeah, is it holidays yet? Nah, I got to do all this after work, after school, you know.
Well, we have finals that week too, that Thursday and Friday we have finals. And like, my class is an elective. I don't really give a long test. It's very short. Because I know some of those kids have like geometry or pre-cal or whatever.
They got serious invested homework.
Yeah, like they should be studying for those, because I just try to make my test easy so it's one less stressful thing that they have to worry about. Because
yeah, the final's not going to tell me anything I don't already know about.
Right.
Their performance or their
bread or what they know.
Understanding at that point.
As quick as possible and get out of there.
Yeah, because I want my grades to be done. The kids have a half day the last day. I want my, when the kids walk out the door at 12, I want my grades to be done by 1.
All right. Well, happy holidays, everybody. Miss Sparkles, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Mr. Yoda, it was wonderful seeing you again.
Thank you, sir.
And Miss Bunny O'Hare.
Happy holidays,
Elvis. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Clink, clink.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast comes out every Wednesday while school's in session. If you like what you hear, find someone and tell at least just one person about our podcast. It can be a teacher, a friend, a peer. Tell them about something you heard on there. It's the best way to help us out. I'd like to give a special thanks to Miss Bunny O'Hare, Mr. Yoda, and of course, Miss Sparkles, and the wonderful, lovely, beautiful Priscilla, who sits by my side as I edit all of this stuff. I appreciate her so much. If you would like to share a story, you can go to Facebook and Instagram and tag Teacher Needs a Drink, or you can go to our website, teacherneedsadrinkpodcast.com, and you can leave a message to the contact page. Our sponsor is Ludlam Dramatics Educational Theater Posters. If you need some theater posters for a classroom or know someone in your building who does, go to ludlamdramatics.com. You can use the code TNAD15 at checkout to get 15% off your order. Please follow and leave a review, and thank you so much. Bye.
And I try to do that with kids who are sometimes disruptive. Like when they do something great, I try to point out like, hey, that's really great.
Here we go. Sure.
That's real uplifting.
Hey, this is Elvis. I don't really know who else is still listening at this point. A lot of people cut this off as soon as we do our last little cheers. But I'm doing a giveaway, and I'm only talking about it during the Easter egg. So it's for those people who actually listen, or at least let the podcast play all the way to the end. So if you go to our website, teacherneedsadrinkpodcast.com, and you are one of the first 5 people to send us a message to the contact page using the subject Easter egg with your email, I'm going to send you a code for $10 for Starbucks. That's right. Those first people get a code for $10 for Starbucks just to see who actually listens to the end of this. Only one per person. And this is only going to be valid, let's say, till January 10th. So if you do this before January 10th, 2020, you can get one of the coupons as long as you know you're one of the first people. Yeah. Anyway, thanks for listening. Thanks for the support. Love you guys. Bye.